Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, listeners. Welcome to another edition of Indie Country Radio on What Is With Marf. Today on the show, we have music from Carolyn Miller, Kelly Bannon, and Jess Moskowoke. And my lovely friend, Amy Jo Potter, drops by as guest co-host this week. This should be fun, y'all. And without further ado, let's bring on one of my dearest friends and one of my favorite people on this planet, the lovely Miss Amy Jo Potter. Hey, Amy Jo, how are you, girl?
Hey, Cody. I'm great. I'm really happy that you asked me to come on. It's been a while.
It has, and thank you for doing this on literally 2 hours' notice. I mean, it was crazy.
No problem. It's always fun.
Are you ready for the show today?
I am. Well, no, I'm really not, but I'm going to pretend to be.
You've got the easy part. You just sit back and basically co-host. And just basically talk. You've got the easy part, so I think you can pretty much cover that.
Oh yeah, you know I can cover that.
So before we dive into today's countdown, so let's go back and recap where we left off last week. Coming in at number three last week was my buddy Josh Gallagher. With his new one, Run the Radio. At number two was a duo that I just spoke with a couple weeks ago at Tiger Lily with their new one, Wild Creatures. And at number one last week, with her second chart topper, was Lauren Weintraub with A Kiss and Run. And a cool thing about last week, Amy, was we actually got to surprise Lauren on air with being number one.
They're all great artists. I've actually heard these songs. They're super good.
Awesome. And I had asked Lauren Weintraub to call in for about 10 minutes last week, but unbeknownst to her, I was gonna surprise her with Kiss and Run being number one, and it was so great. I mean, just that was my first time doing that, and I loved every second of surprising an artist like that, you know.
Oh, that's so fun! I love that. Yeah, well, I mean, I can only imagine, you know, if you call me and say, hey, your song is number one, I'd be excited, too.
So, with that being said, why don't we kick off this week's countdown?
All right, let's hear it.
At number three this week is an artist that we've played before on the show. She just came out with three singles, Happy Birthday, The Joneses, and John Ho. And sort of breaking, quote-unquote, tradition, SiriusXM The Highway has put all three of these songs as a highway find. And coming in this week at number three is Kelly Bannon with her single John Who on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
John, who learned how to dance, 'cause he knows I love to dance, even
that he did that too. Well, who would have thought that John that did that would do this to me? Who would have thought that you would up and leave? Well, I need a
along to it by the end of it.
Oh, God.
It's probably scary, but...
as I said earlier, SiriusXM The Highway kind of broke tradition there and put all three of those singles, John Who, The Joneses, and Happy Birthday, in as Highway finds.
Yeah, I've heard Happy Birthday.
Oh, gosh. Happy Birthday is incredible. I'm just not going to lie to you.
It's good.
So, before we get into number two, I know me and you were talking a little bit off air, and there's some big things coming up for you, isn't there?
I love it, so I think there's I'm pretty excited about. I know there's some big stuff coming up for you too, but Monday I'll be on a live radio show again here in Tampa, and the end of the month, well, I guess the beginning of September, filming my first music video and working with a new producer on some new tracks that are going to be coming out, so I'm pretty stoked.
Sweet. And we played your single "Stupid Boy" on the show maybe a couple of months ago. I think we played that for you. So
yeah, "Stupid Girl." Yes, yeah, you had it on there.
Yeah,
I remember
Stupid
that.
Girl.
Awesome.
Yeah, and how cool was that to see that song make the Iceman countdown too?
Heck yeah. I was pretty excited about that, and that's actually the song that I'm filming a video for. So it's not done yet.
Oh sweet.
So I'm
oh sweet.
Yeah.
So well, I say this all the time, but I love having my artist friends kind of a guest co-host with me because I do this for a couple of reasons. One is so I can kind of get another artist's perspective on the songs that we play, and two, I want you guys to have a little co-hosting experience under your belt. In case something like this ever comes up again, and you're asked to co-host something on the radio or live or whatever it may be, and I want you guys to kind of have that experience under your belts.
Yeah, and I love it, and I appreciate it, and you're like number one for like looking out for people and for new artists and stuff. Like, you've always been the sweetest about promoting everybody, and you want to give everybody a shot, and you know, nobody can help
well,
but just love you to people.
I do my best, I'll tell you that much, and I honestly wish I could do more for y'all, if that's even possible at this point, but I do what I can, because I genuinely love seeing good people succeed.
Oh, I agree. And you know, and what I love about you is, you know, you're so humble and so sweet. And nobody shines by throwing shade, right? That's one of my new favorite sayings. And
exactly.
There's
right.
plenty of success to go around, right? So when you spotlight
right,
somebody
exactly.
else, it doesn't hurt you by doing that. You know, it
no,
just makes
no,
you
not at all.
You're a genuine person.
You know, and I try to do that too for my peers in the radio industry. Like, I'll retweet, like, Katie Cook or Cody Allen or somebody like that, just to kind of...
Oh, absolutely.
Get their names out there, too, for people that might not necessarily know them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and, I mean, I'll vouch for you. I know you do that all the time. You're always putting stuff out there, and...
Yeah, I mean, and I feel like as a radio host, I feel like it's in my job description not only to play y'all stuff on air, but to help promote you guys in any way I can.
Absolutely, yeah, and you know what, and people recognize that. And like I said, I know you've got some stuff in the works up your sleeve. So, you know, people see what you're doing, and you deserve it. You really do, more than anybody, really. You're a sweetheart.
You know, and I appreciate that. And what you're alluding to is the fact that. I will be in Nashville a couple of times over the next couple of months, working on some kind of business
mm-hmm.
kind of stuff to hopefully open more doors for this radio show. Having a meeting with Nashville Universe to cover their red carpet at their awards next year.
That's so awesome.
You know, I randomly reached out to Nashville Universe, never expecting to hear any any word at all whatsoever back from them. And
right.
When they emailed me, I'm like, this actually might happen. Wow.
This is happening. You know, and I think, I feel like that sometimes too. And like, I've noticed like the farther that you go, you always feel like that. And I've never understood, like, even big stars have said that. Like, you're still always growing. You're always improving. But it's just
exactly.
Your life, you know? So.
You know, and even being in the radio industry, almost 6 years, our six-year anniversary is August 20th. So and even being in the industry 6 years, I still consider myself a baby in the industry.
Right.
I'm always learning. I mean, Pitbull have mentored me from Becky Spina to Cody Allen to Katie Cook. I mean, the giants of this industry. I look up to them as mentors, and I've literally learned so much from them just by watching what they do.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, you've got to learn from the people that come before you. That's for sure.
Exactly. So, what do you say we get back to the music and check out who's at number 2 this week?
I'd love to hear it. I'm excited.
Awesome. At number 2 this week is another very dear friend of mine whose EP drops tomorrow, actually. And her EP release show is today, actually, I think. And the song we're about to play, I don't toot my own horn very much, but and yours truly.
You should more.
Yours truly got to a world premiere this a couple of months ago before anybody'd ever heard it. So this song kind of holds a special place for me. So at number 2 this week, this is Carolyn Miller with Unbreakable on Indie Country Radio. Here we go.
Things you did running through my head, it's really getting to me.
At number two this week, that was my friend Carolyn Miller with her title track of her brand new EP, Unbreakable. But what'd you think about that one?
She's got a fantastic voice. I mean, how can you not like that?
But
she has very Kelly Clarkson qualities. Can you see that? Like, sounded very much like.
I do agree now that you said that. I can see that completely.
Yeah, I liked it. She's great. Great.
We've had Carolyn on the show maybe three or four different times, and last time we had her on was actually on her birthday. So,
aw, that's so cool.
Which that was kind of sweet. I mean, you know, like you, she is one of my absolute dearest friends. Even though we've never met in person, as funny as that sounds, I did see this thing online that said internet friends are real friends, and I believe that 1,000%.
Oh, it's true. Well, you and I have never met face to face either, but I feel like
absolutely.
I've known you for my whole life.
True, exactly. Let's not waste any more time and get to the number one song this week. The number one song comes from somebody who is nominated for, I think, 5 or 6 Canadian Country Music Association Awards this year. And the CCMAs will take place in Hamilton, Ontario, Canada, on Sunday, September 9th. This girl, Jess Moskaluk, she's tied for the most nominations of this year's CCMAs, which is a feat in and of itself. I mean, it's crazy. Secondly, this girl is like, I know you mentioned Kelly Clarkson earlier, but this girl
is like
Lindy
L.
This girl is like the indie version of Canada's Kelly Clarkson. If it makes any sense to you.
That's awesome.
She's that big in the indie scene. She's that huge. And to top that all off, she's getting married here pretty soon to top that off. So she's going to be a busy girl in the next couple of months.
Busy girl.
So, without further ado, this is, and I'm going to be a little biased here. This is one of my favorite songs from this girl. This is Jess Moskaluk with Camouflage on Indie Country Radio. Coming in at number one this week.
I got my high heels on, got my hair down and done, pink lipstick touch up, girls coming to pick me up.
chart this week. That was Just My Salute with her brand new single Camouflage. What are your thoughts on that one, Amy?
That was an awesome song. Heck yeah, I was jamming to that one. Very good. I see why Canada likes her so much.
There's something about, I don't know what's in the water in Canada, but they're cranking out some of probably the best independent music I've heard in a long time.
It's been pretty awesome. I know Lindsay L, she got some awards, some big time awards up there in Canada. And
yeah. She's nominated
after that.
For two CCMAs. Have you seen her reaction video to finding out that she was nominated? Have you seen that?
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I love her. She's so cool. And like
I cried.
She was able to be on
seriously
Keith Urban's album. Like,
mm-hmm. You know, watching that reaction video, I cried. I'm not going to lie to you. I cried watching that reaction video.
I
cried. Because and this is something that it goes back to me loving that, I made love in seeing that good people succeed. Whenever one of my artist friends puts out a brand new video and has it premiere on CMT or whatever,
right?
And I get a hold of it and watch it. It's everything I can. It takes every fiber of my being not to cry my face off.
To cry my face off. That's a good thing you don't wear mascara, Cody.
This is true. This is very true. Yeah, I mean, seriously.
I'm with you, though. Hey, good guys deserve
seriously,
to win,
I mean,
too, you know?
I'm sitting there going, I am so freaking proud of you. This is not even funny right now, you know?
Aww.
What are your thoughts on the countdown as a whole this week?
I feel like everybody that's there deserves to be, and that they're right where they need to be. That's some powerhouses. Those songs. Sorry, my dog. He's going crazy.
I understand.
But they they definitely deserve to be on the countdown. And the fact that that Camouflage is up there at the top, I think is legit. There's that word.
I think the fans get it.
But
I think the fans get it right this week, I think. Because I put out every week, I think every Saturday, I'll put out a poll on Twitter and have the artist fans vote on who should be number one. I think that's the most fair way to do it, you know?
Yeah, I'd say that's fair enough. Definitely. Definitely.
And it's like I told last week's number one artist, Lauren Weintraub, I said, I had nothing to do with it. I just play the music. I have nothing to do with voting or anything.
Right.
So,
well,
I just play the music and
think,
whatever, you know. So, hey.
I think that's the best way to do it.
Right, I agree completely. Hey, thank you again for doing this. It's been so much fun to catch up with you, girl.
Yes, you too. It's been way too long. And anytime.
It has. And,
for real.
And we're going to have you back on the show for an interview sometime. Hopefully soon.
Sounds great. Yeah.
Awesome.
Just let me know.
And Absolutely. And let's not wait 2 years for it to happen again, okay?
Yeah, 2 years is a little excessive, but
yes,
hey, you know, time,
yeah, it's quite a
time flies.
Yes, it does. Well, I think I'm going to let you go and let you get back to your evening and your kids and everything, but thank you again for doing this. This is so much fun.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it was awesome. Love to you, man, and keep going, and I'm totally rooting for you for all your stuff going on in Nashville. I'm so happy for you. Seriously. We're here cheering you on.
I appreciate you, girl. You know, and you know I'm rooting for you, too.
Yes, I know it. You're awesome. You're the best. And I'll catch up.
I'll talk to you later, Amy.
All right. Bye.
All right. Bye. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this week's Indie Country Radio. Before we get off here, I wanted to say that this coming Tuesday at 5:30 Central is an interview that I have been waiting for a long time. We have the lovely Miss Jenna Paulette with us this Tuesday at 5:30 Central. So I think with that, I think I'm going to end the episode right here. You've been listening to Indie Country Radio on What Days with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.